New Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with, the Department of Fisheries under the Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairy has also announced a vacancy for the post of Joint Commissioner Fisheries at Level 13 in the 7 CPC pay matrix with a salary range of 1,23,100 to 2,15,000. The completed applications should be submitted within 60 days of the advertisement's publication. For detailed information regarding eligibility qualifications and the application process, candidates should refer to the official website of the Department of Fisheries, that is www.dof.gov.in. The Central Farm Machinery Training and Testing Institute, CFMTTI, under the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, invites applications for the post of Stenographer Grade 1. Two positions are available, with one being filled through deputation, including short-term contract basis, and the other deputation or absorption. The eligible candidate should belong to officers of central or state government or union territory administrations. Applications must be submitted within 60 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. For more details, including the eligibility criteria, candidates can refer to www.fmttibudni.gov.in. The Office of the Controller of Communication Accounts under the Ministry of Communications, Government of India, invites applications to fill 27 posts of Junior Accountant, Personal Secretary, Stenographer, Lower Division Clerk, and Multitasking Staff on a deputation basis for a period of 3 years. The positions are primarily located in Mumbai, with the possibility of postings in Nagpur and Aurangabad regional offices. Eligible and interested officials from central, state governments, union territories, autonomous bodies, and public sector undertakings may apply through the proper channel by 21-10-2024. For eligibility criteria, application format, and other details, kindly visit www.cgca.gov.in. Center for Development of Advanced Computing, a premier scientific society under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, Government of India, is looking for executive directors to lead its centers in Pune, Mumbai, and Delhi. The positions are to be filled through direct recruitment, transfer absorption, or deputation in pay level 14 as per the 7th CPC. The last date for submitting the online application is 30 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For more details and to apply, kindly visit the career section on the official website at www.cdac.in. Vishveshwarai National Institute of Technology, Nagpur, an institute of national importance under the Ministry of Education, invites applications for non-teaching Group A positions. The posts include Registrar, Librarian, Assistant Registrar, which will be filled through deputation, direct recruitment or short-term contract. The last date for submitting the online application is 27-9-2024. And the last day for receiving the printed application in hard copy is 4-10-2024. For more details regarding eligibility criteria, recruitment rules and application procedures, kindly visit www.bnit.ac.in. The Division of Agriculture Extension, ICAR, Indian Agricultural Research Institute, IARI, New Delhi, is conducting a walk-in interview for the position of Young Professional 2, YP2, under the ICAR-funded project on 10-10-2024 at 9:30 a.m. For details regarding qualifications, experience and other requirements, visit the IARI website at www.iari.res.in. The Central Power Research Institute, CPRI, under the Ministry of Power, has announced vacancies at its head office in Bengaluru on a deputation basis. Interested candidates who hold analogous positions in their current cadre or have 5 years of service at level 11 in the pay matrix are eligible to apply. Applicants must possess a university degree with a professional qualification such as SAS, CA, CMA or JAO, and at least 12 years of experience in finance, accounts, management, auditing, budgeting and taxation. The detailed advertisement is available at the CPRI website and candidates should submit their applications within 30 days from the publication date. Kindly go on to https://cpri.res.in. Sainik School, Jhansi in Uttar Pradesh, under the Ministry of Defence, has advertised vacancies for various contractual and temporary posts. These include PGT position in Mathematics, English, Physics, Chemistry and Computer Science, along with roles such as Physical Education Teacher, TGT in Social Science, Art Master, Librarian, Chief Accounts Officer, Counselor, Music Teacher, Lab Assistants in Physics, Chemistry and Biology. The last date for submitting the applications is 4th October 2024. For further details, candidates are advised to visit the school's official website or contact the school office. You may go on to the website https://www.sainikschooljhansi.com. The National Institute of Technical Teachers Training and Research, NITTR, Chennai, under the Ministry of Education, has announced vacancies for the posts which include Technical Assistant Grade 2, Electronic Technician, Technical Assistant Grade 1, Graphic Assistant, and Junior Secretariat Assistant, Hindi Typist. Candidates with disabilities such as visual impairment, locomotor disabilities, and hearing impairment are encouraged to apply. For further details, kindly visit the NITTR website, that is https://www.nitttrc.ac.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.